Alaskans can pre-register for a new pandemic relief program to help pay rent and utility bills. And COVID-19 makes travel to medical centers even more daunting for pregnant women in rural areas. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Alaskans who suffered financial hardships due to the pandemic can pre-register for a new program that will help pay rent and utility bills. The state of Alaska received $200 million through a federal pandemic relief bill that passed at the end of last year. Now the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation is administering a program to get that money into the hands of low-income renters. Eligible applicants must be earning less than 80% of their community's median income and demonstrate a financial hardship that was caused by the pandemic. The program provides up to 12 months of financial assistance, with all past due rent and utilities paid first. Payments will be directed to landlords, property managers, and utility providers. Officials are still finalizing details, including the amount of funding, eligibility requirements, and the application process. Alaskans can pre-register for the program now. The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation expects to begin processing applications by mid-February. For more information, visit alaskahousingrelief.org. Alaska women who live in rural and remote communities usually travel to city centers to give birth, against incredible geographical odds. COVID-19 has made a hard trip even more daunting. A dramatic example of that is in Unalaska, where the only commuter airline went out of business during the pandemic. As Claire Strempel reports, that is especially hard for pregnant women who can't postpone appointments.
Pregnant women don't have the option to have a hospital birth in Unalaska. They're referred out to hospitals on the mainland, usually about 800 miles away in Anchorage. They're asked to leave at 36 weeks, but sometimes women wait too long.
My call phone rang and dispatch said, "Hey, we're just calling to tell you there's a woman on her way to the clinic in labor."
Sarah Spelsberg is a physician's assistant at Ululuk Family Health Services Clinic in Unalaska. She got the midnight call a few years ago, but the memory is fresh. She asked the dispatcher to send backup paramedics.
And then I looked out the window and I saw a truck screaming into the parking lot. And I'm in my pajamas. I don't have gloves. I don't have anything. I jumped into my flip-flops and I ran down the stairs outside and I ran up to the car and I said, "Let me get a wheelchair and we'll get you inside." And the mom said, "I don't know if there's time."
There wasn't.
And it's raining, it's dark outside, and it's cold. And this baby comes shooting out into my hands and his dad's hands. We both caught him.
The umbilical cord was wrapped around the baby's neck. The baby was blue.
Like Smurf blue. I've been in medicine for a really long time, and I did not even know that people could be that shade of blue.
Bear in mind, even a medevac is a 3-hour flight, and it had been a decade since Spelsberg had delivered a baby.
And I put his little feet in between my fingers, because I only have two hands, and I held him upside down, and I used my other hand to unwrap the cord around his neck, and then I smacked him on the behind, and he started to cry, and he turned pink, and it was just the most beautiful cry sound I ever heard in my life.
Paramedics showed up. Mom and baby were fine. But that was before the pandemic. Healthcare professionals and moms say the threat of COVID-19 ratcheted up the anxiety factor of third trimester travel. And when Ravenair, the airline that serviced the Aleutians with daily flights, went under in April, providers were worried that type of scenario could play out again.
And I, you know, had to just call moms and say, "I don't know when we're going to get you out. We're working on it. We'll keep you posted."
Jennifer Heller is a nurse midwife at the clinic. And to be clear, she says no one has gotten stuck giving birth on the island since that night.
So we did have some gaps in just regular routine prenatal care. And then getting women out for their routine but very important 20-week ultrasound, the women who were 20 weeks right about in those 2 months, we had a very difficult time. We just didn't know how to get our moms up to Anchorage.
To get in and out, women have to charter flights. Heller says it took some explaining, but the clinic finally got the cost covered by Medicaid, the source of coverage for more than half of women who give birth in Alaska. Everyone else has to pay for tickets. Heller says a charter flight could put you out up to $1,300 round trip for one passenger. She spends a lot of time now writing to insurance companies on behalf of her patients to try and get those charters covered. And Medicaid will put you up in hospital housing or a hotel if that's not available. But if you want a kitchen or a little more space, since Anchorage restaurants, stores, and other public spaces are shut down or restricted for COVID-19, that will cost you.
I mean, like, our savings are gone. Like, that was it.
Megan Dean found out she was pregnant in December, just months before the pandemic really shook the nation. She works at a museum in Alaska. And she was one of the moms whose prenatal care got delayed when Raven stopped flying. She ended up chartering a flight to her 20-week ultrasound.
It's always kind of like a crazy appointment anyway going in. And then there's just like an additional anxiety going on.
Dean's baby was fine. She got to go home and wait until 36 weeks to return to Anchorage. But when she got there, she ended up staying in the city for 2 months. The baby was 2 weeks late, and then she decided to hang around until after the first pediatric appointment, rather than having to make that flight twice. Then she had to charter another flight home, in a tiny plane, in a pandemic, through Bering Sea weather, with a newborn.
You know, the plane's tilting, and there's, like, med on the plane screaming, and she's just like, this is awesome. She's, like, the best flyer. Yeah, and she's just really great. She's kind of been, like, oddly a rock through all of this because she's just like fazed by nothing.
It's a lot of miles and money and time, but this is the fix. The alternative is having babies outside of a hospital setting. And Megan did have some complications in labor. She ended up transferring from a birth center in Anchorage to the hospital. That's an easy drive in the city, but a high-stakes gamble from home. She said her daughter, Morwenna, is fine. She's still a rock. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strimple. This article was produced as a project for the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's 2020 National Fellowship.
That was the second story in our three-part series, Hard Labor. To hear more, visit khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.